Talk today in a few words about why did Christ come. We err when we think that Christ came just to teach us about morality. People sometimes, you compare the Christians to other people and they say people even who are atheists do not have religion. They behave better than even some of the Christians. So what is the value here of being Christian or not? At the end of the day, what matters is how moral you are. But actually, Christ, when he came, he did not come just merely to teach us to be moral beings. He said, I have come that they may have life. He came to make the dead to live, not to make the immoral to become moral people. Yes, this is part of the package, but the main thing is he came to teach us how to live. The new life in Christ, we speak in a few words about how does it start, what are the signs of this new life, and how can it last. It starts by listening. And listening here is not just the mere act of hearing. We hear all the time the word of God. Many times we heard many messages. But listening here is the when we heed with our hearts, when we start to believe what we listen to. Christ said, most assuredly I say to you, the hour is coming and now is, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God and those who hear will live. We find in the scripture in the New Testament many people who listened to Christ in many occasions. And none of them were able to really listen with their hearts and believe. And we find on the day of Pentecost when St. Peter gave a speech, 3,000 men were pierced in their heart and they came asking, what should we do? This is a kind of listening that marks the beginning of a new life in Christ. I listen, I care, and I ask the question, what should I do? It starts also by returning to God, repenting. We hear and we know the story about the lost son. And what's said about him at the end of the story, for your brother was dead and is alive again. Being away from God is the status of dead. Returning to him with all our hearts is the beginning of this new life in Christ. It starts also by the new birth that Christ told us about when he spoke to Nicodemus in John chapter 3 and said, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. This new life is a mandate. There is no way we can see heaven unless we are born again from water and spirit. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. We come to the church on the day of our baptism belonging to our parents, but after we finish the process, we are baptized, we belong to the family of God. This is how the new life is given, how it's granted, how it starts, something that happened with every human being who accepted Christ. Then we move into the second point. What are the signs of this new life? How can I know that I am living this new life granted to me through Christ? The first mark is, if I am living this new life, then Christ lives in me. You meet with people and you see in them Christ, and you say, this person is not like anybody else. He left an impression in me. I feel like I met Christ in him. In many occasions, many people went to preach Christianity and none of them were able to influence others. But those who had Christ living in them truly are those the ones who were able to make a change. St. Paul says this to the Galatians, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God. This is the mark that tells if I was granted this new life, Christ lives in me. Everyone will come to know me, will know Christ through me. Everyone will notice there is something different about me being Christian, being a person who reflects the image of Christ wherever I go. When Christ lives in us, he will complete the work he started. He went everywhere healing people. When he lives in us, he completes the process through us. He extends his hands through our hands, and he speaks to other people over our tongues. When Christ lives in us, then we enjoy this peace that his presence will always bring. He is the author of reconciliation between man and God, between man and himself, between man and his fellow men. We cannot enjoy peace unless we have this new life. One of the marks of being away from God is the status of anger. Unfortunately, this is something we can notice in many people around us. They are angry for a reason or without a reason. Everywhere they go, they carry their anger with them. It's a mark that Christ is not living in them. It's being away from Him. So this is the first sign of the new life. The second sign of the new life is the true love to others. St. John says this in a very clear statement when he says, we know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. It is the sign of a resurrection, the sign of a new life, because we know how to love. It is something easy to say. One of the most abused words in the English language is love. We repeat it and we say it for a reason without reason. We mean it sometimes, we do not mean it often. But true love is something that not people speak about or say, I love you. It is a life of commitment. It's a life of sacrifice and giving to others. It's a life of service all through, for those people whom we know, even for those people whom we do not know. The third sign of the new life in Christ is the pursuit of holiness without faltering. Maybe it's some days, some people, they think that it's good to be a holy man. In many occasions, we give up on the whole pursuit. It is not doable, there is no way, let me enjoy life. And unfortunately, sometimes we think that holiness will contradict a life of joy. If you want to be a happy man, just do whatever. If you want to be a holy person, this is a life that has no joy whatsoever. If anyone in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. If truly I was granted this new life, this will be my pursuit at all times, holiness. How can I attain this? The life of duality, where I have some good days and bad days. Some days I long for Christ, some days I long for His enemy, says that I am not there yet. The fourth sign of the new life in Christ is a life with a meaning and a purpose. And the meaning is to glorify Christ. I am here for Him, for a reason related to Him. A life of selfishness, where I live for myself just to gather and heap for myself treasures, is a life without meaning. Once we are born again, once we truly enjoy this new life, then the meaning will become always about Him. The purpose will about always to live for Christ. The fifth sign of the new life in Christ is a life of understanding. You find sometimes people are questioning everything. Why am I here? What am I doing? Why this is happening to me? Why I have to suffer? Why good people have to go through difficult time? People who have the new life, they have understanding. This is what St. Paul said to the Hebrews, by faith we understand. When we are in faith, we understand. Even when we do not understand, we have the ability to go in life with unanswered questions, knowing there is something good will happen. Something that in the economy of God that will bring answers. This is a sign of understanding of the new life that we enjoy in Christ. The sixth sign is people in Christ enjoying the new life, they value the cross. They do not hate it, they do not run from it. They do not avoid it at all costs, but on the contrary, they boast in the cross, as St. Paul said. The message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. A big difference between a person who values the cross and accepts his cross and glorifies God because of it and accepts it with thanksgiving, and a person who hates his cross and find it has mean it is with no meaning why God is allowing these things to happen to me. So we spoke about how this new life starts, what are the signs of this new life. The last point is, how can it last? Maybe we get excited about it, we come to the church encouraged, and we say, I'm going to start, but how can we keep this new life to the end? The number one, how to keep it, is partaking of the body of the Son of Man and His blood. He said to us, most assuredly I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, you have no life in you. We will never acquire life by being moral people, by just being away from the church and living our life thinking that we are charitable, we are giving, we love the poor. There is no amount of money we can give us this life that we can take only when we partake of His body and His blood in a worthy manner. This life also will last when we have one goal. You have a compass in your heart, and you are like a ship. Sometimes the compass is directed towards the world and its vanity. This is what truly I want. And we try to steer the ship away from this compass. It is very difficult. Actually, a sign of this kind of life is that I always try to look for what is the minimum to get by. What will make God, in a way, not to throw me in hell, but just accept me at the door of heaven. This is not the one goal. One goal is my desire, my aim. Everything is about God. When I have one goal, Christ will become this ultimate goal. It's not just a mean. For many of us, Christ is still a vehicle, a mean for something else. He is the one who is going to give me my wishes. This is not how we acquire new life or how we enjoy it. Unless Christ become himself the goal, nothing else, then we cannot keep this new life to the end. The third way how this new life lasts is by making a daily decision to connect with him. I heard this in the last convention in Florida. Abuna Lazarus said it in a very nice way. When people accept him, did you accept Christ? And they tell him yes. When they ask him when, he said today. And they find it difficult for a priest to say, I just accepted Christ today. But he says that it's a decision that I make every day to accept Christ and live with him. This is actually, again, a decision we have to make every day. It's not something we did it from the past or somebody else took the decision on our behalf when they brought us to the church to be baptized. It is a decision that we make every day. I will connect because in him only I can maintain this new life. The last thing is to endure to the end. Those who will endure to the end will be saved. This kind of patience that will make us to keep going in spite of all of the difficulties will get over all the obstacles in order for us to reach for the goal. Christ came to make mortal people to be alive. He said, I have come that they may have life. May the Lord grant us all to enjoy this new life in him, to have this newness of life by which we pursue him at all times, and glory be to God forever and ever. Ameen. Kul sana wa hadratkum tayyibin.